Now we are in the series we call Life Hacks. Say with me, Life Hacks. Now, what is this series all about? Okay, why we call it Life Hacks? We don't use this word while growing up, but this word has become quite a norm, all right? That anything that you do to make things easy, and now when you go to internet, Google, and all those, all right, you can find this word, life hacks. Okay, basically, okay, practical tips, ideas, insight that can improve productivity and effectiveness in all walks of life. Now, in this series, we actually look into Psalms 23, all right, taking Psalms 23, and it spelled out seven most common stress, okay, that we have in our life. In part one, I talk about worry, okay, life hacks over worry. I gave you the vitamin A, B, C, okay, you worry, you take vitamin A, vitamin C, B, and C, all right, okay, where A is where you need to learn, okay, accept Jesus is my shepherd. All right. B, you got to begin to start praying. All right. C is where you consider one day at a time. Okay. Now, the part two, we talk about busyness. All right. I give you the word REST. Okay. REST. Now, if you haven't heard me say that, I love busy people. How many busy people here? Okay. I love you. Okay. I love you, busy people. Now, you know why? Because, you know, in times when you want to get things done, busy people recognize, why I say I love busy people, because busy people recognize what time, the precious of the time that you have. Every second, every minute counts. So when you give something to a busy people to do, they get it done, because this is the only time I get it done, I get it done. Compared to the opposite of busy is, okay, lazy, okay, y'all say one. Okay, lazy people, oh, take a sweet time, okay, I still got tomorrow, I still got 1 week, I still got 1 year, all right? So now things get done, all right, procrastination. Okay, now, then after we have a Mother's Day, we hear from Sue, and then we do the part three, the damaged emotion, life hacks over damaged emotion by Mio. I get a lot of feedback, many of you are so touched. Oh, my emotion. Okay, got here. All right. How many want to hear from the ladies? Okay, Sue and Mia again. Can I see your hands? All right. Okay, we're going to have more lady preacher. Okay, now. Someone asked me, Pastor, so this week, this Sunday, what are you going to talk about? I replied, indecisive. Then the person say, what do you mean, Pastor? Not sure. Not decided yet. Really? Yeah. This morning, I'm going to talk about indecisive, okay? I'm going to talk about indecision, okay? Life hacks over indecision. So this will be our part four of our series, okay? Indecision, all right? Which means, okay, looking at Psalms 23, okay, the insight that we're going to learn, okay, from this psalm. Who wrote Psalms 23? Yes, okay, David himself. All right, now, the word indecision, okay, carries the meaning what? Waver, okay, from one decision to another, or choices that we have, wavering between two or more possible courses of action. This one or that one, okay? This one or that one. Left or right, okay? South or north, okay, the wavering, okay, between two or more possible choices, okay, that we have, all right, now, the next one, okay, opposite of wise, do you use the word dumb? No, okay, have you ever said to somebody, why you do such a dumb decision, why you do such a dumb thing, have you said that before? Yes, right. You say to your friends, you say to your family members, why you do dumb thing one? Okay, you know, that kind of thing. So we expect people to do wise things right now. So in other words, in life, there's so many choices, and that is stress enough, okay, just to make a right decision, all the more if you want to make a wise decision. True? The whether it's yes, whether it's no, whether it's 50-50, not sure, and really confused. So the stress, okay, of indecision, sometimes or many times paralyze you in your mind, in your heart, and things that you want to do. It really paralyzes, okay, things that you want, okay, to do. Now, there was a quote that says, we make our decision, and then our decision makes us. And every decision that we have has consequences. And because of that's because we are human. Okay, human. Y'all know you're human, right? Anyone do not know? Okay. It's the keys are that your neighbor, if he say don't know, you just have to pinch him. Okay, all right. So that's human. Okay, now. So every of those consequences, every decision that you make has consequences because we are human. And when we are human, we are prone to make mistakes. And having to make decisions is even more stressful. Just to think about the questions is already stressful. Just to think about what to eat is really stressful. Mothers, what to cook, very stressful. Okay, now. Now, so the stress of indecision, whether to hold on or to let go, whether to hold it or to sell, okay, to buy or to sell, to get married or not to get married. Oh, okay, okay. To stay on that job or toe the line or resign. Okay. To move on or not to move on. To move, to shift or not to shift. The question of yes, to think about yes, to think about no, to think about 50-50 is really stress. Okay, look at this scripture. James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8 that says in the ESV version. But let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his way. Think about, if you have a leader, always double-minded. Wow, it's very stressful to work for a boss like that. How many of you have a boss? One moment said this, one moment said that. Today he said, okay, I'll do this A. When he comes back the next day for work, no more. We do the second option. Okay. After 1 hour, afternoon, after lunch, come back, okay. We do C. Wow. It's very hard, okay, to work, okay, for a person that is double-minded. And he says double-minded and unstable. Okay, like someone who is drunk, okay. He couldn't just walk straight. Now, when I think about this, my mind went to a picture, okay, of this, all right? Now, what is that? Anyone can recognize that? It's a ping ball. I can't get it right. A ping ball machine, ping ball. The ping ball in a ping ball machine, okay? Okay, can I say that? The ping ball in a ping ball machine. Now, how many of you have played ping ball before? Wow, I've not played the real one. I only played the children one, the small one, you know, you buy like 1 ringgit, tick, 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 okay, that one. But I've seen movies, right? Movies that you play the pinball, you put a coin, and then it's something like this, right? When you watch movies, then you have to pull, ding, woof, then you're waiting for the ball to come, you hit again, pong, okay, ding, ding, ding. Then you come to a place where, ding, 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 wow, you score your points, and then you come down again, and ding. Now, sometimes life, when you do not know how to decide, and you hear all everywhere, then you are like this ping, I want to say ping pong, blah, okay, this ping ball in the ping pong machine is like, these people come, give you a slap, and then this slap, and this direction, this direction, you come to a crowd and give you all kind of advice, and ding, 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 ding. Then you try to take a rest, try to calm down, then the next one come, ding, one more time. Wow. A double-minded man, staggered in all his ways. How to expect, okay, God to answer, okay, that question, all right? Now, sometimes, after having decided, and because of the stress of indecisive or indecision, even after making a decision, did I make the right decision? Okay, ladies, take hours just to buy this bag. 3 hours have passed. Paid. Saw another shop. Ayah, should I buy here? Should I buy? happened to any one of you? Okay, no. Okay, never mind. Okay, let's move on. Let's move on. Now, Penang is the toughest. Penang is the toughest, right? Just to decide to eat. Just eat all. Oh, thank God I have a wife that can eat all. How many of you have experienced this? You and your wife drawing, darling, what are you going to eat today? You're going to eat today. So you round and round and round, come to close this place, still round, don't want to eat and go round, round, round. 1 hour has passed and you're so hungry. And you come to a place, the place that you like, when you reach there, is closed. Okay, all right. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Right, huh? That is the worst stress ever. Now, this year, we're going to have many babies. And not me and I. Okay, now. Michael, congratulations, Michael and Eve. All right, Isabel. Okay, now. The next will be Kim, right? Kim was up here. Okay, now. We're going to have at least six babies, at least, right? I don't know. Okay, we have six, we have counted. Okay, so every month we're going to have a baby. All right. Now, so I'm thinking about them. When they go to Tesco or Sunshine or Giant, so many milk powder to choose from. So you don't want to stress up. Just breastfeed. But you also come to a place where, when you can't breastfeed, you got to get the milk powder. All right. Look at that. Those days, what we have, we don't, Nan. Okay, Mio said, those days we have Nan one. Easy. After one is two, but no three. Three is solid food. Okay, now. But what about us growing up? Growing up, we only have this. Okay. Condensed one. Okay. Make Milo. Make coffee. No Milo, no coffee. Only this, add hot water, drink. We put on our bread. No bread, cream cracker, Jacob bread, cream cracker. Okay, almost everything. Okay, we use this. Then after that, we feed our baby. Of course, today we know it's not healthy, right? But we grew up like that. Still strong and healthy. All right. Okay, now. That's right? Okay, now. Now, moving forward, the question I want to ask that is there life hacks over indecision? Answer is yes. That's where you're going to look at Psalms 23, verse by verse, line upon line, to understand that. Now, I still keep this question in part one, part two. How best to understand Psalms 23 is to be like a sheep. So when you understand that as a sheep, wow, my shepherd. All right, when you recognize your shepherd. So that's why Psalmist David says, verse 1, say with me, 1, 2, 3, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Okay, because that verse, you're thinking, oh, what version is this? So the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. Okay, say with me one more time. 1, 2, 3, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pasture, he leads me beside still water. All right, now verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, shall not want. Verse 2, he makes me lie down in green pasture, he leads me beside still water. Verse 3, A, Mio did that, he restored my soul. Now you close your eye. Verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pasture, okay, he leads me beside still water. He restores my soul. Wow. By the time when we end this series, you'll memorize Psalms 23 by heart. Wow. No more stress. Okay, now, let's move on. Okay, the last two, we're going to have Terrence and AJ, okay, to do that. Okay, you want to hear their stories as well. All right, now, because you don't know how many stress that I have. every of those chapters, I got stress, so I got to pass some stress to reach. Okay, now, the question, how does God guide you in the right path? Okay, so that's the question that we want to explore, okay, this morning. All right, now, I'm going to give you 4 A's. Okay, say with me, 4 A's. All right, 4 A's, huh? How many of you are having exam this year? Okay, 4 A's, huh? 4 A's, all right. Okay, for Isa. Okay, let's move on. Okay, now, so we're going to continue Psalms 23, verse 3, the second part. They say, he leads me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you, okay, for the series that we are doing right now, Life Hacks. Okay, there are stress in our lives. Sometimes our stress that we can't even explain or share out to others. But Father God, when we go into your word speaks, your word still speaks today, and teach us, guide us. Holy Spirit, come, transform us, our mind and our heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. So verse 3b talk about, he leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, so the life hacks to stress of decision will always be allowing or letting God, okay, to guide you. So when we think about David as a shepherd boy, and he has all his sheep, he cares for the sheep, he guides them, protect them, and all those, and feed them. And when he, when his life, okay, his relationship with God, and he could see, hey, actually all of us like this sheep, and I go all out to feed them, to protect them, lead them, guide them. So he could recognize that, and when he see his sheep is about to fall off, he's all the time there. So when he could see that, he say, wow, the Lord is my shepherd. I'm like this sheep, and you are the shepherd that lead us, guide us, protect us, and so on. So as we explore, okay, the question of how God guides you in the right path, four A's. The first A will be admit, okay, you need a guide. Say with me, guide. All right. Do all of us need a guide? Yes. Very good. So when you know that you admit or recognize that you need a guide, that's wonderful. When was the time that you felt that you are lost? When you travel in an unfamiliar place. How many of you have, you go to holiday, you go to certain town, and then you pass by certain town, and then you're lost. So are you going to ask for direction? Yes. Are you going to ask anyone? Yes. But in normal cases, if the husband is driving, the wife says, ask somebody. Husband normally what? Very stubborn. No, I know my way, I know. And then they go around and around. I couldn't pass through that town to come out, right? Now, honestly, that is the very nature of you and I, being stubborn. No wanting, okay, to recognize that we need a guide. Those days, all right, the days when we do not have this, how many of you still having one of these? No, nobody want to buy it. Yeah. Nobody want to buy it. Okay, now, I have two. Why? Because when I had a first one, used for years, and then I drop it. So this Garmin could talk to me, but the screen is blackout, all right? So I bought another one. When I bought another one, waste lah, all this one came out. I see, be young. Now I still don't know where is it. Okay, now, it was so useful. This Garmin was so useful. Everywhere that I go, record, you know, register all those places. And but there was a time that we traveled to Australia, and I was asking whether this Garmin that I have could be used or not. So all the wives came. I remember I asked Casey, okay, go to the shop and I'll download all this map and all those. So when I reached Australia, this one was where, I think it was Brisbane, okay, we were Brisbane. Because you want to buy all the cheap fly and all those, right, low price and all those. By the time we get to the car rental, it was already 2 a.m., I think. It was 2 a.m. So we got a car. So I want to save costs. Now I got my own GPS and Garmin. I don't need to rent their GPS by daily fees and all those. So you already purchased that map, and then you on it, you couldn't recognize. So we got the car, but we couldn't drive because where is the direction, you know? Then I took it out. They all were waiting. God help me. Where? So I walked almost everywhere in that car rental out of the road and all those. We had 2, 3 a.m. Okay, yeah. Oh, God help me. Otherwise, I have to go back to the a renter, I need to rent the GPS system. Okay, now, thank God, you're able to recognize after, I don't know how long, all right, then we can drive. By the time we get to the place we stay, it was like quite early morning already, all right? So the feeling of loss, okay, and without a guide, okay, is really frustrating, all right? Now, scripture, Isaiah 53 verse 6 says, all we like sheep have gone astray. Okay, all of us, and have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. What does that mean? Now, if we are like sheep and stubborn in nature, okay, not wanting a guide, that means we become what? rebellious. So when we become rebellious, the word in the Bible is sin. All right, which means we do not want a guide. We thought that we know everything. We become the boss. So when we become the boss, okay, you want to become the boss? Okay, all right. Now, so is this big letter, this big word called sin, and the center of the sin is the letter I. Now, when you look at sheep, sheep also poor in their vision. So when they are poor in their vision, in other words, they need a guide. They need a good shepherd, okay, to lead them. So all of us, in a way, we really need, okay, the shepherd. That's why many photos, when you find about sheep, they are somehow, somewhere, certain cliff, certain position. In any time, if they miss, okay, they will fall down into the ravine or cliff or something like that. All right, now, another scripture. Proverbs 14:12, the Message version says, there's a way of life that looks harmless enough. Look again, it leads straight to hell. Okay, now. Sure, those people appear to be having a good time, but all that laughter will end in heartbreak. Have you seen certain crowds, certain friends? Wow, it's as though they're having good life. They laugh, they drink, and all those. And then when you look at yours, maybe not so exciting, not so happy, and all those. So when you see those way of life that look harmless, you never know, all right, that what happened next. The Bible tells us it leads straight, okay, to hell. Now, in a way, we also need to learn, okay, to be humble, all right, humble. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. So the only way for God, okay, to teach us is humble. Have you ever tried to teach somebody? You try to teach? I know already. I know already. How to teach? Cannot teach. Eh? Have you ever tried to teach your children? I know already. Okay, lo, you know already. So many times I try to teach somebody. I know this one. I hear before already. So how to teach? No? I have to stop there. You know already. Wasting my time already. Right? So the only way for our God or the shepherd to lead us is to remain humble and allow him, okay, to teach us. I have this story in mind, talking about loss and loss. Okay, let tell you about this loss story. Once upon a time, not many years ago. Okay, not many years ago, we were in this youth camp, and it was held in Tapa. People at Tennis all know this campsite. Okay, in Tapa. So in this Tapa, with a little internet reception, okay, even your 3G, 4G also couldn't really, all right? But there's a certain spot that you will receive. So every break hour, every break time, all the youth will be that corner only. Just like you play Pokemon only, we'll go there right now. What happened was, one of the evening, afternoon, okay, we had this stream trotting, okay, from the low level up to the high level, all right, now. So instructions were given. Don't bring anything, all right? Don't bring your wallet, watch, whatever, all keep. So what happened was, I put everything in my car. That time was the old Serena. I keep everything inside except my key. So I wrap it up, put it in a pocket. So we went. As we go, water start to rise. But when we come to the end, when we came out, I realized my car key is no longer with me. Oh dear. So my clothes, shoe, everything is inside, all right? So what am I going to do? So am I going to keep quiet? No, right? So I'm going to tell Pastor lost the key. I lost the key. I said, tell them I lost the key. Have to announce, all right? Anybody see the key? So the announcement, Pastor Jonathan lost his key. Everybody lost his key. Oh, no. Pastor lost his key. Lost the key. All right. So everybody starts to search. None. Of course, it's way back in the stream. So but all of us are back. So I'm going to do. Now I left without clothes. No, I have the wet clothes that I have. Everything's in the Serena. And then, no longer having my shoe because it's slipper going through the stream, all right? And then, what happened next? There's no key. So sitting there so miserable. God, help me now. Okay, now. So we asked the caretaker of the campsite, what to do? Well, he came up with a brilliant idea. That is, we got to get the orang asli. That means native, all right, of that place. So I say, okay, uncle, so can you get them? I say, can. All right. When? So give me some time, give me some time. So I don't know how long I waited. He get four of them, maybe two. Another two follow me from the camp. We went. So as we go, start from the beginning, let me tell you, they found so many things. They found wallet, they found IC, they found all those camp youth who brought to them not to bring, they all bring. So then when they bring back to the campsite, they're so happy, you know, God answered by prayer because all their cars, everything, okay, inside there. But when they found all those, we still couldn't find my key. Oh, so sad, man. But let me tell you another part of the story. Before, I still have my phone, you know. How come, Okay, I still have my phone. So I call Mio. Mio is in Ipoh. Mio, I lost my key. I cannot come back. Everything is there. I still remember. Okay, so Mio, you know Mio, Gamping lost his key. Mungkin jauh. Okay, so whole family all got alert. Okay. Father, okay. So they start calling locksmith. One car, right, in the tapa, don't know where, right? Okay, gonna go. Okay, get ready, people to go. Now, the locksmith said, even if I can go and unlock, cannot start because now cars as immobilizer. You have key to unlock the door, you can't. So so they call the next one, the tow car. Tow car got ready. Locksmith get ready. Now they are waiting for me to call back. Where is my exact spot? Because I couldn't call out, they couldn't call in. Alright, so we are somewhere. So we went. So this guy all swims. So okay, cut story short, we found the key. Okay, we came back. We found the key, So had to go to that spot. We found the key. So before I say all those mules, saying that everybody is waiting here. Want to set off, cannot set off. So I said, found the key. Oh, so they have to cancel all the appointment. Okay, lost me, I have to go back. Told Kai to go back and all those. When we came back to Ipoh, the father said, my father-in-law, found the key in the river. How you find? I said, only God can. Well, like that, I better become a Christian. I'm going to mark his word. Okay, now, let's move on. So you got to admit that you really need. You need a guide, all right? Anything can happen, all right? Now, number two, second A, ask God for direction. Okay, just continue one another. So you recognize you need a guide. And there's none other Jesus. Okay, you need to ask God for direction. Now, how many of you, you want to base your decision on the flip of the coin? Strange, you know, many people do that. Whether to buy this car or buy that car. Correct not? Okay, student, A or B? A or B? Or A? Don't read the question. Go on. Happen, right? You see your friends do like that, right? Then those single, Jane or Jennifer? Just kidding. Now, we know, even I say all those, no lah, the answer is not lah. You don't base your decision or put your life on that line just by the flip of the coin. That's why Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Okay, that's where you admit that you need, okay, a shepherd. You ask God for direction. Now, this one, I'm going to use some of my Form 5 mathematical, mathematics, not your same, everybody study science, right? After you say, Pastor graduate mathematics, sure, right now. Whenever you want to go from one direction to another, or you want to A to B, all right, or you choose A to B, but in this case, direction, you are in this juncture, A to B. How? All right, now, I want to give you a simple illustration. Penang to Ipoh is about 150 kilometers, okay? About 150 door to door, or 150 kilometer. Once you get to the highway, you written there 145. Correct? Okay, 145. Now, to get from A to B, if you deviate, okay, slight change. So even with a slight change of 0.1, okay, where will you landed. You landed in a new location called C, okay, ABC, all right, now. So with that degree of deviation of 0.1, where will you be, okay, after traveling, what, 2 hours? Now, to find out this, maths, what do you use? Pythagoras. Wow, Pythagoras, ah. we don't have this figure, we don't have this figure. So we use trigonometry. Okay, we use tangent. Okay, tangent of 0.1. You can find this. All right, opposite over adjacent. All right, tangent. Okay, you calculate. If you know, calculate, you calculate. So it will be 15 kilometer away. Okay, 15 kilometer away. You're supposed to go to Queens Bay. Now you're 15 kilometer away. Maybe in Tanjung Bunga. Batu Kawan. Okay, Batu Kawan. Okay, Batu Kawan. Now, I was thinking that, hey, what if I'm 1 degree different? 1 degree, yeah, 1 degree different. So I calculated tangent, 234 kilometers away. Wow, friend, what I'm trying to say, now life is also the same. We don't have a guide. You don't have Jesus. You don't have God. You don't even recognize who Jesus is, all right? You don't even ask direction in your life. And you go just blindly. When you have all this deviation that took place, and we're somewhere so far from the original plan that God has for you. Wow. Think about that, huh? Now, expectation. In our mind, right? Okay, after 3 years study, I do this, huh? Okay, straight. But in reality, it's like that, right? This morning, Sue was doing a transition, talking about some of the challenges that we have, right? So, but friends, sometimes it may not be this. Sometimes it's like this. Right? Yeah, that's why we need God. Huh? Okay, now, let's move on. So, and I tell you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and you will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receive. And the one who seeks, find. And to the one who knocks, it open will be opened to you. So, ask. Okay, Jesus has given his word. Okay, that you ask. Next scripture. Okay, this is the Living Bible version. Living Bible version. Just now I read the other version. Okay, this one says very spell explanatory because it's a paraphrase. Okay, now it says, if you want to know what God wants you to do, ask Him. He will gladly tell you, for He is always ready to give a bountiful supply of wisdom. Yes, we all need wisdom. Wisdom is about how you do things and do it right. And to all who ask Him, He will not resent it. But when you ask Him, be sure that you really expect Him to tell you. Okay? All a doubtful mind will be as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. If you don't ask with faith, don't expect the Lord give you a solid answer. You ask for wisdom? Ask God? Yes? Amen. Now, let's move on. The third A. So, first A, admit, okay? Jesus can be your guide. Okay, number two, you ask. Third one, attune yourself for God's response. Okay, what we mean by attune, okay, is to tune or listen. So, in this room, right, there is radio wave. Agree? There's radio wave. Do we see it? We don't see it. But there's radio wave. In order to tune to this wave, what do we need? Radio lah. Okay, radio. FM radio, FM frequency, AM frequency, midwave, MW, and all those, right? Now, I used to have one of these. Used to. How many of you have this before? Yes, seen before? Yes, huh? Oh, got it, huh? Okay. I used to have this. Yesterday, I was trying to remember where is ours. Then I asked Deborah, have you seen this before? Yeah, I think so. Where is it now? I don't know. Okay, now, radio, right? This is a radio. National Panasonic radio, transistor radio. Now, so there's wave. And you're able to tune to right frequency, you hear the channel. Yes? Now, there was once upon a time during the late 80s. Okay, we are all USM students. We were worshipping, okay, in AG Church. Right in Bayang Baru, opposite Times Square, but opposite Sunshine Square. All right, now that time we have this technical guy told our pastor that time, Pastor, you can use this FM frequency. All right, wireless. You're talking about late 80s, huh? Wireless FM. So he got this mic, you know, and tuned to FM frequency, and pastor could preach wirelessly. Whoa, so happy. Now, those days, Mio and I, we all worship team, team and all those. So we also served the first service. First service ended. First serve the second service worship. Then we will go for our lunch. Then after that, we will come back and for the ending. So when we go out to go for lunch, we go to Sunshine Square to eat, all right? So when we go to Sunshine Square, as we walk into the atrium, display was all the radio. Radio, not different from now, CD, CD also the one you want, all those USB port and all those. Okay now. So when we walk, the moment we enter in, we heard our pastor preaching. Because they are selling radio, all tuned to FM radio, okay, FM radio, you know. Hey, pastor preaching. Oh, all FM radio, pastor preaching. Not the TV, not the radio channel, you know, pastor preaching. Whoa, quickly eat and quickly go back. Hey, we cannot use FM radio, it's all broadcast in sunshine. Radio. What I'm trying to say? Does God speak today? Yes. But do we listen? Do we attune to it? We may not, all right? Now, what about this picture? To tell about whether we are listening or not. This husband and wife, okay? How many of you, husband and wife, when your wife trying to tell you, or your husband trying to tell you, vice versa, your wife explain and explain and all those, right? You just busy locking into your work. Then suddenly you heard one statement, now you're like, why? Then your wife give you that look. Hey, I'm explaining to you the whole hour and now you ask me why. So, in relationship, right? Husband and wife, they talk and not even pay attention and not listening. Likewise, talk about husband and wife, children also the same, right? Parents telling them, okay, I understand, okay, but never do. After open, never close, okay, or shut, okay? After they switch on, never off. Right? Because not listening. So in other words, if you don't hear God, it means it could be any of these three reasons. Your receptor may be turned off. Just shut down. Your mind shut down. Spirit shut down. Don't want to listen. Or you're not paying attention. Or you're wrong channel. I'm talking about A. Why are talking about B? Workplace also the same. When your workplace, somebody is trying to explain what happened, but the other party is trying to explain the other thing, right? So they cannot synchronize. So watch out, okay? Even for us, not paying attention. Okay, now, Job 33 verse 14, New Century Version say, God does speak, sometimes one way and sometimes the other, even though people may not understand. All right, so that happened, okay, to many people and all of us. How does God speak? Yes, but how does God speak? Many ways. So these are the few or the major one, right? Number one is through His Word, the Bible. So if we don't read, we don't do a consistent, meaningful devotion. When God wants to speak, if you never read, never memorize, zero, how God will tell you. Okay, so when you come to a place that, I don't know how to do, God say, you can do all things to Christ. Don't know the promise. How God or Holy Spirit going to remind you? Cannot. So you got to have consistent, okay, meaningful devotion. If you do not know how to do, I'm also thinking about, should we do a class teaching everyone how to do a meaningful, okay, devotion? Okay or not? Okay, yeah, only me. Okay, so I teach you at home. Okay, all right. Okay, now, the other one is through teacher of the word. Right, Sunday, live group, teach the word. Of course, the word, the person who teach, got to be biblical as well. All right, sound teaching. Through circumstances, and many times it's through pain to difficult circumstances, okay, then start looking for God. Oh, that was a quote that says, God whispers to us in our pleasure. You know, when you enjoy good time, God just have to whisper. But when you are in pain, God has to shout because you get so disoriented. Why, you know, God has to shout, hey, hello, I'm here, okay, I'm giving you the answers, okay, now. So God whispered to us in our pleasures, but He shouted to us in our pain because trying to get our attention. Now, scripture, Proverbs 20:30, the Good News Translation said this: sometimes it takes a painful situation to make us change our ways. True or not? I'll give you an example. All of us, majority of us drive a car, right? When was the time for you to change the tire? When it? I didn't get you. When? Oh, yeah, Huang. 70%. When you drive left 70%. Okay. We know the common one. The common one, the way people respond until it bought up. Bought up means no tread, exhausted. Even when it's exhausted and no longer has the tread, still do not want to change. True or not? Yes. Most people like, until you expose the wire. Okay, until the wire. Okay. Then only change. Human are like that. People are like that. Even the shoe also the same. Sometimes the shoe has worn out. Still don't want to change. When there's already opening and breaking, still don't want to change because it's so comfortable. Correct or not? The use, you're so used with that shoe, clothes also is the same. Sorry? Some clothes that you have is so nice, you know, when you sleep. You know, even got hole here, hole here, hole here, you know. Oh, that's the best to sleep. Ding dong. Pastor here. Whoa, quick, go up, change. Go here, hole here, hole here. Sometimes it takes a painful situation to make us change our ways. Until that day you step on a cow dung. Oh, because that sigh went into, okay, the pool, I mean. Then you change. Okay, now, human are like that. Now, let me show you this one, then we go to our last point, all right? Now, this is in Penang, yes. Okay, this is inside the ferry. Okay, inside the ferry. I'm sure all of you have taken a ferry before. Yes, Okay, if not, today, after this, you can take a ride. Okay, it's coming back, how much? 120? I think it's 120 now, right? So what I'm trying to give you a picture, right? So if you have taken before, and you could see the other side, this I show you A and B, is to see the other side. Okay, now. But as the ferry starts to move, and it's moved, it takes about how long? 20 minutes to cross, or half an hour? As it moves, and you realize that, the jetty on the other side, but now the ferry is like that. Then you, I don't know, your experience, I got to tell the captain, man, it's going to the wrong direction. Hey, wrong direction, it's going the other side. But as you sail or as you move, you know that the ferry will start to move and come to that spot, the jetty, right? That's how many times our life like that. So the captain will keep on what? Correcting because of the wave that's coming, right? So, and plus the wind, the wave and all those, he keep on correcting the ferry or the ship to reach his destination. Yes? Just like space shuttle, you know, aeroplane, so they have a destination that's set. If you go off course, there is some correction taking place. All right? If the space shuttle going out or coming down, calling Houston, all right? To give the degree and orders the key in so that the ship will steer to that destination. Why I'm saying so? Our life is also like that. When we know that we're off course, so we don't attune ourselves and listen and recorrect where we are, then we end up somewhere else. All right? So, number one, accept, okay, admit, okay, that Jesus is your Lord, Jesus is your shepherd, okay? The second A is, ask for direction. Third, attune, listen, okay? Get our spirit right. Okay, now, number fourth one, as we close, accept God's way even when you don't understand. Look at the ferry. Why? We don't understand, right? When we don't study our signs. Okay, now, this is like form 3, form 4, form 5 signs. Okay, now, so accept God's way even when you don't understand. Now, as I close, that is that scripture, B. 3b. He leads me in the path of righteousness. How to do it right? Okay? Know Jesus. Admit Jesus is your Lord. Second word is A. Ask Jesus. Ask your shepherd. C. We attune to him. The fourth one is accept even when you don't understand. That's where this one, for his name's sake. How many of you have said to your parents, you said it to your children, you said it to your friends, hey, for God's sake, don't do this. For God's sake, don't go there. For God's sake, don't have this kind of friend. How many of you, we said this, right? Either you said this to your friend or somebody said to you. For God's sake, for his name's sake. That means we are at that moment, we only think that you are right, everybody is wrong. So when somebody comes to say this, you better wake up, man. All right? Is it that you are the only one is right? Or I'm the only one that's wrong and everybody is telling me? Okay. So for God, for his name's sake, get times when things doesn't make sense. What would you do? All right, God knows, okay, the best. So even the story of the Israelites, okay, they cry out to God, send Moses. Yes? They came out, they delivered with all the 10 plagues. What else? God gave them, choose the best lamb, only 1 year old, slaughter, put a thing called Passover, and all those all came out and they go, right? So Moses was there, let my people go. Moses at the temple, like, okay, let go. Okay, so they go. Then they reach a place where it's Red Sea. You turn to the left, you turn to the right, it's all mountain ridge. Cannot go left and right. When they turn behind, it's the army of the Egyptians are coming to kill them, to slaughter them. If you read the Bible, they say, Moses, or they cry out to blame God, why you bring us here to let us die? I mean, paraphrase. So then God spoke to Moses, do not fear, raise up your rod, strike the Red Sea. Moses also not even know that God is going to ask him to raise the rod and part the Red Sea. All the people also do not know why they come to this stage. So are we going to have that faith to accept God's way even though we don't understand? That is faith. That is really faith. All right, for his name sick. Now, Psalm 77 verse 19, the New Living Translation said this, years pass, okay, then Psalms. Your rod led by a pathway through the sea, your pathway through the mighty waters, a pathway no one knew was there. So, even for us, probably we have dead ends, nobody knows, probably sometimes your the ends in your financial situation, emotional, relational. That's why when you go to a life group, when we do this lesson in a life group, okay, in our life group, I prepare another lesson, supplement, okay, to what we hear on Sunday, so that you can discuss and share, okay, your testimony. So times when you are facing financial, dead ends, emotional, relational, and all those, when a time that you are in dark moment, despairing, discouraging, depressed, what do you do? Right, things that you need to decide, okay, to move on. Last photo for the day. All right, how many of you like to wake up early morning, 4 a.m., 5 a.m., go to certain places and just sit down and wait for the first ray of the sunrise? Oh, okay. When tomorrow we go? All right. Now it's just amazing, right? Just to wait for the first ray. So the Bible tells us in Proverbs 4:18, the path of the righteous. Okay, we're talking about Jesus, the shepherd, will lead us the path of righteousness. Okay, it's like the first gleam of the dawn. Amazing. If you go Balai Pulau, it's a sunset, shining brighter till the full light of day. So what I'm trying to say, accept God's way, even when we do not understand. So when just see a first glimpse, just a glimpse, we don't understand. But as we go on, wow, the host, especially new place that you have been, like Peter just came back from US, welcome back, man. So you go to these high places, wow, when you see this sunrise, wow, because it's so dark, you couldn't see a thing, but when the sun rises, bit by bit, wow, an awesome sight. Then you see a clearer picture of what God wants to do in your life. Amen? Okay, musician come out. Last scripture, we end. All right? Psalms, Proverbs 3, verse 5. You all learned something so far? Okay, now it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's number one, trust the Lord. Number two, do not lean on your own understanding, which means many times we try to figure out, right? So this one is don't panic. Okay, number one, you trust the Lord. Number two, don't panic. You only panic during SPM because you didn't study. Okay, trust the Lord. SPM is our O-level exam, okay, school exam. Okay, now, trust in the Lord. Do not lean on your own understanding. Number three, acknowledge the Lord. He will make straight your path. Yeah, good, amen. Okay, so as I close, Now, if you forget whatever 4A point that I've given you, okay, how to make decision. Okay, maybe you don't want 4A's, you say, Pastor, I'm only a 4B student, okay, so don't want the 4A's, okay. Now, it's like this, very easy. We are every nation, yes, we are every nation. We exist to honor God. Okay, stop there, honor God, which means to help you. Anything you want to decide, should I take this job? Ask, am I going to honor God with this job? Yes, do it. God, I'm going to buy this. How? I'm going to make this decision. Am I buying this to honor God? Yes, buy it. I'm going to say this. Ask, whatever I'm going to say, is it going to honor God? Yes, say it. So this one helps us, all right, in all your decision making. Am I honoring God? Honoring God. And then He lead us in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. And good, amen. All right, let's pray. Father God, I give thanks for this message that we have, this series that we have, Life Hacks. Okay, Life Hacks over indecision. Help us, Lord. Okay, as we recognize who You are, the Lord our Shepherd. Father, we as we know that, oh God, Lord, in every of the juncture where we are making decisions, Father, I will ask of You, and I know that You're going to give me wisdom. And all the more, oh God, Lord, even by doing so, Father, I ask, oh God, Lord, in every of what we do, help us, Lord, in every decision, we learn how to honor You. Even times when it doesn't make sense, even times I don't even understand anything, but Father, because of the faith I have in You, I will choose to obey. In Jesus' name I pray, everyone say,
amen.